we present The Gibson, a six-part serial by Bruce Bedford, with Robert Glenister, Sharon Deuce, and Freddie James. Episode 1.
Twenty-seventh status report on Saul Judd, Bath, 1999. His involvement inevitable, imminent, but no approach to be made by us, as yet. Report complete.
Thank you. Thank you. When the Standing Committee of the Bath Festival elected me to sit as chair on this subcommittee, as a long-standing member of this community, I regarded my new seat with some trepidation.
Yeah.
Trepidation, for this subcommittee had the task of making an adventurous new appointment. Someone no less than the poet of Bath. Someone to record the aspirations, the most fundamental workings of this remarkable city of Bath as it strives towards its great 50th festival, an occasion to be remembered for all time, meriting the written record of someone very special. He, or she, will capture, in the written word, this extraordinary moment for Bath, just as scribes did 100 years ago, or even 1,000.
Matters of such importance should be entrusted to one more suited to the setting down of words. But they did insist, and most pressingly. Curse them. Thus this ominous manuscript, rough-hewn, lacking of apprenticeship, is set down by my poor hand.
That wind that ate my bones if I could get full through these rags. Rags, when all around are men who provide for their women.
They're still in rags, dear.
But thicker, since they came to drag away our son. Your dim wits and dimmer earnings are blown with the wind on what? Parchment.
But that I could, for your sweet sake, write on the wind. A scribe needs parchment. And they did provide me with much.
But not enough. So you must spend. And they took so much. Our lad, my boy.
I know, my love. But only by safekeeping. Only until I...
Until... Oh! Boy, smoke. We live in 999 and still we choke.
Thus I am charged with recounting their story, those strangers. Yet such a weird shape for a tale, for it stretches far back, then arrows into the distant days to come. My first writings must be of things to come. So far. The great and terrible time will come about in the place known first as Aquaesulis, then Aequmancaester, then, in simplicity, as Bath. The beginning of the evil time, clothed in innocence, shall come on a day 1,000 years from this, my day. The man, supposing himself as free as I once foolishly supposed myself, will also break his fast. he will quill light words. But then... discover that his life, too, has become governed.
And finally, after months of setbacks, NASA resumes its space shuttle program with the launching of a laser mapping satellite, Project Awakening.
And so, are you going to eat that bacon?
Back to the music.
Bacon? What bacon? Oh, this bacon you so lovingly fried for me. Why, no, Elise. Was that an or an
Finished.
Oh, good. Your first letter in guttural Urdu.
Our passport to bliss under the sun. Where's my bacon?
Visa application for Papua New Guinea? Hey, that's my last sheet of Habitat Oatmeal parchment. We only use those for... Oh, God. Not the bank again.
No. How's this? Listen. Di-da, di-da, di-da. Di-da, di-da, di-da. Di-da, di-da, di-da. Di-da, di-da, di-da-da.
Can't see it extending the overdraft, Mark.
Oh, thanks. Thomas' playgroup this morning, isn't it? Did you manage to switch shift?
No, short staff. Mum's coming to take him. Not that I'm mad about going in today. They've got me feeding Hainsel Sethria again.
1,000 years old, yet still dribbling. Still, that's the appeal of geriatric nursing, isn't it? Health, teeth, is that the time? Got to grovel to Patterson at 4:15.
Bloody Patterson?
Yep, in tooth and nail. Bye, love.
Bye.
Kiss Thomas for me when he wakes up.
Bye, darling.
Oh, Elise, can you post it? Must go today.
Where? Saul, who to?
Address is there, on the table, first class. Bye.
It's on the table, first class. Bye. One crumpled packet of brekkie bran, or that muck as he calls it. And the local freebie magazine. Chance of a lifetime. What else? Bonanza competition to choose the first poet of Bath. Can't be. What's he written? Your exotic golden form lights my every waking morn. With delight I will spoon to me. New day's joy, fulfillment reborn. Di-da, di-da, di-da. Oh, God, he's gone poetic.
And thus by cunning rhyme will he, although unwittingly, be drawn into the dark web. As indeed was this scribe. Oh, dear. Such a long story. So much to tell. Eight centuries before the coming of Christ, the ancient British king Lud Hudibras cleared the court of all but one, his beloved son, Prince Bladud. They broke fast together, but the king's heart bore the dead weight of the dull clouds. The hunger of the foul disease which afflicted his son was reducing the royal succession day by day, even as he watched. So it passed that the blighted Prince Bladud was banished from the court of the king. By and by, the prince happened on a manner of work deemed appropriate. As a swineherd.
Come on, piggies. Come along, Buttercup, do. Move along there, Petal, there's a dear. Ah, it seems Father was right in casting me out. Fine, healthy pigs when put into my charge. But now, their flesh blackens and drops away as foully as my own. I suppose we shall just wander until... Oh, look at those beautiful acorns! Go on, piggies! Eat up, my lovelies! Eat, yes! Oh, and what have you found, my Petal? Why, you're in ecstasy! What is this strange place? Sudden earth parts to give vent to a stream that smokes. This is magic. Spring. It's hot.
Come on now, Hansel. It's your favourite soup. Your favourite temperature. I'm ready to pour. Come on, Hansel. Open up. It's Nurse Elise.
There are dark...
I'm so sorry, dear. It's so difficult to know if you're going to eat or speak. There. Tidy. Just talk when we've swallowed, all right? Open.
Dark. No. You mustn't. Book.
Yes, dear.
He had to die. Bladorned.
That year, 800 before Christ, was bountiful in acorns. With such an abundance of food and the wondrous pleasures of the deep mud about the hot springs, Prince Bladud's pigs saw no persuasion to move further, nor, in consequence, did the prince.
Aren't we the lucky ones? That's it, Petal. Nuzzle on, root him up, old girl. Your sovereign deeply regrets that you of all pigs, should also have to share his festering malady. If our days are numbered less than other mortals, piggies, at least they are numbered so equally. Our mutual span shall
be... You all right?
What?
You all right? Seems you were talking to them pigs.
Yes. It's the latest idea. If you talk to them, they grow better.
Is that a fact? Mm. Don't seem to be working too well. Them skins are falling off in great lumps.
It's a very new idea. Needs time.
I should say. And coming to the point, you're not what you should be. Fine voice, but not much else. Lots of bits missing, isn't there?
I haven't had anyone to talk to. Anyway, my person or lack of it is no concern of yours. Who are you?
Oh, just a rough peasant. Happening by.
Well, happen on.
By and by. Are that you building that hut over there by the spring?
It are. It is. But again, no concern of yours.
Oh, no. Quite right. But I shouldn't. Oh, no. Most definite. I should not.
I shall settle where I please, with or without your leave.
Quite right, too. It's not my leave is the point, though. I can tell your one what's has his own leave. But it is my warning.
Warning? Are you threatening me?
'Tis no threat. Quite the contrary. 'Tis neighbourly help. This place is a bad place.
This place is excellent. An abundance of victuals for myself and my pigs, and soon a more than adequate shelter for us come the winter.
Tyson, it may be. That's the top nature of it. But the deeper nature is bad. Wholly bad. None hereabouts would make this their whereabouts. Has been so for a score of generations times these fingers, however many that be.
You are illiterate, innumerate, and an imbecile.
Could be, if I knew them words. But I'm another thing, too. I'm right. It's evil here. Move on.
I am Prince Bladud. No.
And I'm next in line for Queen, but I'd still not set my heart here.
No man shall tell me to move on. Except
the king, I know. Anyways, you're warned. Better tell your pigs. Good day, Prince.
Now winging forward. So often does destiny give its most needed warnings in an unheeded way. Though a full-blooded cry of alarm is needed, the call is often so quiet, so late.
Oh, I hate doing this.
winding your life away?
Ooh, your hands. Let the electric blanket zap me, then. You can. Hey, how did it go this morning? Did you give it to smelly old Patterson on the jaw?
Smack on, no messing about. I think he's going to sack me.
Yeah, I had one of those days too. Sister, dear sister, was just begging for an impromptu enema. And then there was the feeding of Hainsel Sethria. Funny old girl. I was shoveling soup down and she kept burbling, bladdered, bladdered. Saint or something, wasn't he?
Founder of this noble city of Bath, so legend has it. Found a hot spring and hey-ho, the founding of Bath. Strange thing was...
Come here, you potted historian. I'm warmed up.
Leave it. Leave it, leave it. It's probably just your mother on fire again. Hello? No, we were just having a... pottering about.
Who the hell's Rita?
Is it Matthew's playgroup organiser? I'm not here.
No, she's not. What's the... Really? Hello? Not one? No, thanks for calling. Yeah, bye. Cool, your Rita's in a blue funk.
Well, just about Thomas not going to playgroup today.
About no one going today. Not a single child. What happened with Thomas?
Dug his nails into the wallpaper and wouldn't budge. Screamed.
Oh. Well, your Rita's been ringing around. Seem they all did the same. So, no playgroup. Nil.
That's damn funny. Most need prizing to get them from the place.
Oh, I know. It's a great place. Big, deconsecrated Victorian church. Bags of space to hammer around in. Plenty of toys. It's weird.
There are dark... Oh. That's what Hainsel said. Oh, I've gone cold all over. Warm me, Saul. Quickly.
Well cut.
Very well cut. Time for my midday proclamation. Well, piggies, your monarch bids you good day. I see your enjoyment of the hot springs, Mart, is undiminished. Jolly good. Hello, my lovely petal. You've come to say hello, then. Let your monarch, only a prince, and then only a swineherd, scrape that mud off you, get some sun on you. There, that's better. Do you know, you've never looked better. In fact, come here. Keep still, petal. You are better. Look. Your skin. It's whole. It's clean. Nothing coming off. You're an intact pig. Buttercup, too. Cured. Look. You're all cured. Yet I'm less by the day. Look at the state your monarch's hands are in. Filthy mud. The mud. The mud. Can it be the mud?
Drawing thus to his conclusion regarding the mud, Prince Radu...
You scratch still tonight, then. Right. You murderer! Me? That were my second favourite for laying, yet it goes to the pot? Why my man should have learned to make such marks, to scratch us into such pain.
My love, I know as naught why, or why they chose me. I feel they are not bad, huh? Yet our son has been borrowed from us.
Taken, you?
Taken, aye. But only until I set these words.
Oh, them soft words. I leave it to your pretty work. But not for long.
Yet you must. Regarding the mud, Prince Badhood, decided?
I've decided, Piggies. By royal decree, you are not to take one grain of merriment in this, but I have decided to join you in your bath of mud. So, make way. And please don't make waves. Actually, it's, you know, Piggies, I think I see why you so like this. When it reaches certain places, it's quite, yes.
All dauntless, the prince persisted.
Oh, yes.
Day followed day.
Definitely, yes.
Week followed week. Until that morning of cold mist when he awoke from deep slumber.
Where? Oh, no. Still here. And covered in dry mud. Rock hard. Break it off. Bend my arm. There. There's one arm open to daylight. And now for the... Piggies. Piggies. It's... Look! My arm! It's all there. It's whole. And the ache is gone. The A-King is dead. Long live your king!
In removing the mark of sickness, the place made its mark on the prince. In turn, in recognition, the prince would set his mark on the place. This 1,000 years from now, a small host of word-filled men shall set, taut as a snare, that device of accident which will put capture to the life of that scribe to come. Not by sharp cord, but by soft rhyme.
He or she will capture in the written word this extraordinary moment for Bath, just as scribes did 100 years ago, or even 1,000. A competition was set up to find the poet of Bath. You have read all 1,732 entries, recording your comments. These went to the man who most graciously agreed to act as final judge in our quest, Britain's newly appointed poet laureate, Karim Al-Hartel.
Gentlemen, should we first not thank those in whose charge lies Bath's fine guilt hall for permitting our attendance here today? That these halls of Albion should allow the converging of such as we, mere birds of passage, dipping into the offshore maelstrom of poesy.
Watch!
In your search for this station, you entrusted me, as humble a spinner as any yourselves, to select, to pinpoint that wellhead in finality, to choose. I have done this. Let me first read those words which have won the day, and then the fortunate name. Your exotic golden form lights my every waking morn.
I knew it! The laureate's a bloody quasi-realist romantic.
Shh. With delight I will spoon to me, spoon to me.
And by these words the man, unknowing, shall be drawn as a fly ever deeper into the killing web. At first, the older ones, those with many seasons drowsily drowned to a blur, will not see. Only the butterfly-winged souls of the children will feel.
No, Thomas, you've got one blasted minute to... They'll be expecting. They'll all be waiting for you at playgroup. There'll be Sarah and Roderick.
No!
You can go on those car things and the sandbox. The sandbox, Thomas.
It's bad, Mummy. That room is bad.
Which room? For heaven's sake, Thomas. Which room?
Only the January clear sight of children will sense the deep and pulsing threat.
Dropping off time, the hunter-gatherer legs it back.
Hi.
Hello, Saul.
Oh, so dinner's in the oven.
But I'm not even late.
No. I'll get it for you.
Oh, joke, Elise. What's wrong? Where's Thomas? Hey.
I sent him to his room.
Well, rough day.
Don't patronise me! Oh, the same thing as last week. Couldn't get him to playgroup. Just screamed and dug in. Hysteria.
Look, the office has the same effect on me. He'll soon...
Saul, I didn't tell you. I couldn't get him to go on Tuesday either, and Rita's just phoned again. It's the same pattern. None of the kids have gone for three sessions. Saul, there's something terribly wrong. Something old.
What?
I mean, bad.
Look, love, it's probably... I'm sorry.
What?
I was on the edge of being patronising. Look, something is very wrong. But a sinister playgroup?
Not the playgroup, Saul. The place. That room.
What room?
Thomas says... Oh, the Gibson room.
In The Gibson, the first of a six-part serial written by Bruce Bedford. Saul Judd was played by Robert Glenister and Elise by Sharon Deuce. The scribe was Freddie Jones. His wife was Kate Binchy. The chairwoman, June Barry. Karim El Hatel was Sam Dastor, and Hainsel Sethria, Constance Chapman. Prince Bladud was John Telfer, the rough peasant, Trevor Cooper, and the northern man, Jeff Searle. The guardian was Jonathan Adams. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Original music was composed by Thomas Johnson. The Gibson was directed in Bristol by Andy Jordan.